the early days of Scottish football, it was winning the Scottish Cup which most mattered. But nowadays, it's the handing over of the league trophy that shows who is truly the top team in Scotland. The full tale of league success and trophies is a fascinating one, not least given that the number of title wins that a club has had will not necessarily equal the amount of times they have received the trophy. This is the story of Celtic and the League Trophy Day. When the Scottish League first began back in 1890, there was no trophy given to the winners of the competition. Instead, the title holders received a flag, a tradition that remains to this day. Thus, when Celtic won their first championship in 1893, their rewards were badges or medals for the players and a flag for the club to be flown at Celtic Park. This practice of only flags and medals for the title winners continued until after World War II. Then in October 1947, William McAndrew, the long-term secretary of the Scottish Football League, retired. Given his long-lasting role, he had held this position for just short of 50 years, there were notable tributes paid to him. As a parting gift, McAndrew decided to leave two mementos, specifically trophies to be presented to the winners of League Division A and League Division B. The new cups were engraved with all the names of previous winners going back to the start of the two leagues. These gifts meant that the winners of Scotland's football leagues would receive not simply a flag, but also a trophy. As winners of the top league in 1948, Hibernian became the first team to receive the A cup, whilst East Fife got the B trophy. It's fair to say that Celtic were nowhere near getting a trophy or a flag in that season's title race. In fact, 1947-48 almost saw the boys getting relegated, and they needed a last day win at Dens Park, including a hat-trick from Jock Weir, to guarantee their safety. As a strange coincidence, when the Scottish Premier League was set up in 1998, the original Scottish League trophy became the prize given to winners of Scotland's second tier. This change took place in the 1998-99 season, and when this happened, the maiden First Division champions to get the trophy were again Hibernian. 1954 was title number 20 for the boys. It was also the first time Celtic had won the title and then received the trophy. As of 2025, that figure will now stand at 36. Celtic had won the 1938 league, but it was 16 years before they were again Scottish champions. In season 1953-54, the boys completed a league and Scottish Cup double, meaning they had two cups to mark their achievements. However, it's fair to say that the league trophy was not yet something which ignited any real fan or club interest. Celtic won the title on 17th of April with a 3-0 win at Easter Road. A week later, they completed the double by beating Aberdeen in the Scottish Cup final. This was in the days the Cup final did not bring the season to a close. So 2 days after this, Celtic welcomed Hamilton to Glasgow's East End for a league match. Before the game, there were celebrations as the Scottish Cup was displayed, but not the league trophy. In September of that year, there was a gala event held at St Andrew's Halls in Glasgow, near the Mitchell Library. This allowed fans to come and cheer their heroes and see the prizes, but again, it didn't involve any event on the pitch at Celtic Park. In fact, in the following decades, the idea of a league trophy day simply doesn't exist, in terms of an on-field presentation. A trawl of the Celtic Wiki and other sources for league-winning games, or the next home match after this, does not show a trophy handover on the Parkhead turf. The closest this came to happening was in the Lisbon season. On the 15th of May 1967, the final domestic game of the season brought Kilmarnock to Celtic Park. The boys had already won five trophies that year: the League Cup, Scottish Cup, Glasgow Cup, and Reserve League Cup. At half-time, there was cheers as a car drove around the pitch's perimeter displaying these prizes. Even on notable final day celebrations, such as when 10 men won the league in 1979, there was no on-field handover of the trophy. Instead, the first time it definitely happened was in the 1980s. On the 22nd of April 1981, the Celts beat Dundee United 3-2 to claim the title. The following week, Kilmarnock came to Glasgow's East End, gaining a 1-1 draw. Before the match, and on the pitch in front of the fans, the league trophy was presented to captain Danny McGrain. This had similarities with modern events because it was designed to be a day of festivities. As well as the trophy presentation, there was a pre-match five-a-side game involving former players such as Jimmy Johnson, Tommy Gemmell and Dixie Deans. Surprisingly to modernise, there were 23,000 fans at Celtic Park, unlike attendances nowadays. The following year, Celtic again were given the trophy on the park, but in different circumstances. On the final day, the league trophy couldn't be handed to the Celts beforehand for the simple reason that they weren't yet champions. Only after beating St Mirren 3-0 were the boys assured of top status, and McGrain again received the trophy and the acclaim of the Celtic support. Now the practice was established that fans would see their team receive the cup. However, doing this at the start or end of the game was determined by whether or not the title had been sealed before kick-off. Thus, in 1988, Celtic beat Dundee at home to win the title. However, it was 2 weeks later, in the last league game of the season, that Celtic got the trophy. On this day, manager Billy McNeil handed the cup to captain Roy Aitken before Celtic beat Dunfermline. In fact, this was the last time that Celtic got the league trophy before a game. Since that day, all Celtic trophy presentations have happened after full time. That change has happened for different reasons. In some cases, it's simply because Celtic have needed a last day win to secure the title. However, more important has been the rise of TV coverage. Showing the presentation after the game adds to the sense of drama and celebration, and it also makes for better TV to do it when a fuller crowd is assured of staying to see the handover. Then in 1998, Celtic received the trophy on the pitch, although it was after full time. That was because the Celts weren't yet champions at the start of the 90 minutes. They needed to beat St Johnstone to secure their place at the league's pinnacle and stop Rangers' pursuit of 10 in a row. 2001, on the other hand, was a small piece of Celtic history. It was the first time the boys got the league trophy on the pitch after full time, when the title had been won before the final day of the season. On the 7th of April, Celtic became champions after beating St Mirren, but it was 2 weeks later that they got the trophy. With the boys having just beaten Hearts 1-0, captain Tom Boyd received the cup in front of 60,000 cheering fans, whose mood was not dampened by the day's torrential rain. The other change in trophy days has been to try and ensure that they take place at home grounds. Again, this is largely a TV demand to ensure a better backdrop for the presentation. In fact, since the introduction of the league split, and given Celtic's recent dominance, often the fixtures are deliberately arranged to ensure that Celtic are at home on the final day, as is the case in 2025. Of course, if it is a final day title triumph, such as Tannadice in 2008, then the presentation has to happen at whatever stadium the Celts happen to be in. Sometimes efforts have even been made to add to trophy day's excitement. This includes having notable figures from Celtic history handing over the prize, or unusual events, such as in 2017, when Celtic legends Tom Boyd and Jim Craig brought the cup to the ground via a speedboat on the River Clyde. Whatever happens, since Trophy Day started to become a major part of the title-winning team's calendar, it's always an event to be welcomed by Celtic fans. Since the end of COVID, these celebrations have spilled onto the streets of Glasgow City Centre, an action which increasingly divides the support. Such arguments, though, are for another time. With the chance to cheer yet another Celtic triumph, that's all that truly matters. For years, Celtic fans have sang, "We've won the league again, fly the flag." That remains as true now as it was going back to 1893. But since 1954, the Celts have also collected a trophy to mark their league success. Perhaps that song needs a new line to reflect this. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic history walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.